economic development, economic diversification. It seems like contemporary concepts, but they were the goals of a man you may never have heard of, Charles Carter, fifth son of Robert King Carter, born here on the Northern Neck. Back in the 1700s, diversification was an urgent matter, mostly due to the depression in the tobacco trade. Charles Carter was chairman of the Virginia Assembly's committee to look into the matter, and what he found may entitle him to be called the father of Virginia's wine industry, though I do suspect that will be challenged. Well before the committee was formed, Carter had been experimenting with vine growing and wine making, so it was natural that he proposed commercial winemaking to the chairman of the Royal Society of Arts in London. The society was offering prizes for, quote, various desirable enterprises in the colonies, unquote. Mr. Carter's idea was that he should grow various vines that they thought would do well in Virginia. Well, it wasn't long after that Carter had 1,800 vines growing at his plantation. Eventually, he sent back to London 12 bottles of his wine. Not only were they judged so pleasing in taste, the society awarded Carter a gold medal as the first person to make a, quote, spirited attempt toward the accomplishment of their views respecting wine in America. By the way, that wasn't the first time Virginians were encouraged to grow grapes. In 1619, the 12th Act of the original Acts of the Virginia General Assembly required every landowner to plant and maintain 10 vines. Now, a giant step to the 21st century. Well, it's clear that Virginia landowners do not require an act of the General Assembly to induce them to grow vines and make wine. There are more than 200 wineries in our state, and it seems like a new one pops up every year. One of them was established by Philip Carter Struthers, a direct descendant of Charles Carter. The Philip Carter Wineries is in Fauquier County, where you can see a replica of the medal presented to Charles Carter by the Royal Society. And of course, you can enjoy wines that are produced in honor of Charles Carter's dream for Virginia. This is Thea Marshall.